Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast.
This episode, we're going to look at the understanding of energy, emotion, and the manifestation of envy and jealousy. My life, especially my work, always seems to run with synchronicity and a theme. Weekly, it seems to transform into a new one, and it's always fascinating to me, even though I become more aware of it, because it's not something I intentionally set. Literally, it simply is brought up by client after client until I also become aware of the energy in my personal life. Synchronicity is everywhere, always. Even though I know this, and I even study it, and I may discuss it regularly with people who I love, it still amazes me. Energy is so powerful. So let's examine the emotional energy of envy and jealousy, and how to heal this mindset to manifest more abundance into your life. It's been a recent theme that has been reoccurring, and it is the emotional experience of the jealousy and envy. People look at these as really negative, like they're not supposed to have them. Was your instant reaction just to those words a cringe or a tensing up? Did you roll your eyes or want to hide or shut this off? Well, it's just your nervous system letting you know that you probably have a little awareness to work on yourself around those emotional experiences. Language is powerful. It supports our identification of energy, of the messages that we have had around emotional experiences, as well as the physical experiences that we have. It is important to understand that no emotional experience is truly bad. They just have negative frequencies. And this doesn't mean that they are wrong to experience. It simply means that the frequency may be uncomfortable in our bodies because it is a frequency that is on the negative range as opposed to the positive range of vibrational experience. We would never tell someone to stop feeling gratitude or don't be so happy. Well, I guess some people would, but really, we don't think of that as an emotion that we want to stop. And yet the energy of jealousy or envy, people often say you shouldn't be those, which just adds a should to it, which is shaming. The energy of these emotions may be negative, but the experience is not. Envy is by definition the emotional experience of wanting what someone else has or is doing. It has gotten such a bad rep. Also, often the identity of envy is ignored and jealousy is overused. But if you want what someone else has or is doing, then you're envious, not jealous. They often get intertwined and felt together because you can both want what someone else has while fearing losing what you have, which is jealousy. Such as if your relationship seems to be breaking down and your best friend has this amazing, connected, supportive relationship. Envy is when we see someone with something that we desire, whether it's success, beauty, love, abundance, ability, taking a trip. We feel a painful longing to have what they have. At times, this can shift into a feeling attached to resentment because we do not believe we are able to have what they do. For us, it is out of reach, or it seems like it is. So then we may play the message of, they have what I want. I cannot have it. It doesn't really matter why or how we feel we cannot have what they have. The impact is the desiring, without action, of getting. It's a sensation of lack, the energy of scarcity, separation, and ongoing comparison. The emotional experience of envy creates an unsafe and threatening space around how you are viewing your own possibility and yourself. So behavior in reacting to envy, it often turns into manipulation. A manipulative strategy in reaction to the threat we are feeling tends to show itself as the act to minimize, guilt trip, withhold support, or it's giving backhanded compliments and fake praises, especially in a public way. Your behavior is literally saying, "I don't want you to have what you have because it threatens how I see myself." In retaliation, this person will usually act out, usually in a very strategic way that leaves the target of their envy experiencing confusion, hurt, or sometimes anger. We definitely know that comparison doesn't really get us to positive places. If you are experiencing or doing any of those envious emotions and behaviors, it's okay. Just check in. Learn the energy. Learn how it feels in your body. And learn to respond instead of react. And if you are the target, just remember, it is their energy. You do not need to take it on. Turn it into empathy, sympathy, and give it back to them. More importantly, keep shining. You deserve what you have. I've been the target multiple times of someone else's envy. Even an estranged family member leaving a horrible comment on my business page, which now seems pretty ridiculous, especially given we share a last name and they also have a business. So the reflection actually just goes right back to who they are and what they have and not who I am. It admittedly hurt at the time, pretty significantly. However, it's so obvious that it's about their insecurities and their underdeveloped self-awareness and lack of positive self-perception that now I just feel a great deal of pity. People who live in constant states of anger or anxiety, it must be exhausting. What a sad way to focus your energy. Remember, you do not have to live in their energy. Everyone deserves to be happy. They do, you do. Everyone deserves to be happy. Jealousy, on the other hand, is the fear of losing something we already have to someone or something else. It is that anxious experience that we have where we're afraid that what we have or what we want is not going to remain ours, whether it's a relationship, affection, experience, or an object. It is the attachment to something not being secure. It is that we or what we have will be replaced because our ability to maintain and keep it is just not enough. Usually it's the core messaging of, "I am not enough," or that we do not deserve to have more. We cannot ultimately trust what we have is going to remain ours. It toys with the core belief of what I have will be taken away, or I am not enough to hold on to it. This energy is of insecurity. It leads to possessiveness and is heavy with fear of abandonment or loss. Often individuals will attempt to isolate what they are jealous of as a means of protecting and keeping it. The way we learn how to attach is significant with how secure we feel about what is ours, whether it's a relationship, an object, or our health. All emotional experiences provide us with learning through the messages that they give us. We do not need to react when we have these negative emotions. For example, envy gives us a lesson in what we desire. It provides us with a safe space to align with our desires on a deeper level. We can develop this intense self-awareness through analyzing our unclaimed potential by beginning to believe we deserve what we desire. It allows us to heal false belief systems around worthiness, availability, self-permission to get what we want. It helps with imposter syndrome. If you're experiencing envy, you may have thoughts such as, "Why can't I have that too?" Or, "They don't deserve that," or even, "Must be nice." Sometimes you may have or give them sarcastic comments such as, "Wow, another vacation? Must be tough." or perhaps thoughts or comments to other people that suggest the individual probably had help, faked what they did to get what they have, or didn't actually earn it. My youngest daughter over the past year has continuously said, "But not me, right, Mom?" in relation to anything her sister owned, did, or was receiving. There's 7 years between them, and it was obvious that she was feeling envious of what her sister had, and no amount of redirection was working. One day, after she said it, I picked her up and gave her a hug. I told her that she was loved as much as her sister, and that we would have many more experiences her sister wouldn't have, because they were very different, with a lot of different years between them, and nothing would ever take away the love we had for her, no matter what her sister had, did, or would do. I wasn't sure if it would work. Usually as a parent, this is a consistent guessing game. I'm just doing the best I can with what I have. But she has not used that phrase of, "But not me, right, Mom?" since I did that. If you have a lot of envy, you may even avoid the person because being around them is triggering for you. Physically, at times, envy can feel like a tightness or a heaviness in the chest, a lump in the throat, a tension in the jaw or clenching feeling, a sinking in the stomach, or even restlessness throughout the body under the skin. It's all your nervous system. Underneath envy lies the feeling of longing, of fear of not measuring up to be enough, grief around what hasn't been allowed or received, and a disconnection to your own sense of worth. If you cannot find happiness and gratitude for another's celebration, achievement, or purpose, it has nothing to do with them. It is all about who you believe you are and the messages you have received in what you deserve to have. Listen to that again. When you are not happy for someone succeeding, it is about you, not them. Jealousy, on the other hand, teaches us that we have conditions on our self-worth. Jealousy provides us space to examine our attachment style, our attachment history, and messaging around how we attach or what we attach to. It allows us to examine where we get external validation and brings out the past wounds that created our fear of loss. Jealousy invites our exploration of inner safety, self-trust, and the ability we have to anchor into abundance, gratitude, and aligning to allowing as opposed to focus on lack. When you are feeling jealousy and fearing that you may lose what you have to another, the thoughts that are dominant are more about not getting the attention focused on you. They may be, "They are not paying attention to me," or "What if I'm not good enough?" or "They may leave me," or "I'm being replaced." "They aren't putting me as the priority. How can they do that when I..." You may begin to speak in a way that reveals the anxiety of losing the relationship, object, or attachment, whatever it is. You may begin to say things like, "Why aren't you?" or "Who are you talking to? You used to spend time with me and now you don't." Or "Why are you putting that person before me?" It's kind of the "what about me?" There may even become more controlling words and actions that create conflict in order to support a reaction from the other that is emotionally charged to show you that the other individual cares enough. Often those ultimatums of ending a relationship with one person in order to prove that you are a priority are based in jealousy. Somatically, with jealousy, you may experience a fluttery or tight chest, gut sensations, and even nausea, tingling, or heat in your body, and perhaps even trauma responses of fight, flight, freeze in the form of crying or shutting down. You may even have an urge to monitor, control, or receive reassurance constantly, usually in not very healthy ways. Jealousy is the fear of abandonment and loss. Think about how those words make you feel. Abandonment and loss. Do they cause a reaction? Jealousy develops through insecurity, anxious attachment styles, low self-worth. It can come from past trauma or betrayal that is reactivated with the deep desire for secure love and belonging. It is the desire for connection while fearing or experiencing disconnection. I spent most of my early childhood the object of sibling envy. It took much of my adult healing to understand that it was not that there was something wrong with me at all. I wasn't doing anything wrong. In fact, I was being abused by an adult most of the time I was being hurt by my sibling envy. It was about how they were taught attachment and security, probably as early as their own infancy. The torment given to me in my childhood wasn't at all about me being not good enough. It was about them not receiving enough. We need to understand that when our children are having intense conflict as children, based on envy or jealousy, that they just need to understand that they are feeling and given a better message related to being, having, and deserving enough. These emotions always interplay within the universal principles. So, both envy and jealousy can block some energy or shift what energy is present in the mind, body, and environment. Meaning, other people can sense it. And it can attract more situations to feel both more envy and more jealousy because the messages aren't being heard. We need to listen to our nervous system and what it's saying when we're having these emotions rather than reacting. Consider the law of vibration and how everything is in constant state of motion. With envy or jealousy, your energy is moving at a lower frequency. Not intensity, but a denser vibration. This means that though these vibrational emotions, your energy will repel and resist the positive things, like connection and alignment with what you need and want. In order to shift this, you will need to understand the feeling, release what is being resisted, and reframe into what it is you need to align with. With the universal principle of polarity, we build on the awareness of everything having an opposite. We can understand that the opposite of jealousy is actually appreciation, security in what we have. With the emotional experience of envy, we can focus on the opposite being a sense of abundance and gratitude, both for others having what they deserve and the possibility that we actually can have it as well. If you consider the law of correspondence, then you can understand that what is within us is also without. Meaning, whatever you are triggered by externally reflects what is unhealed internally. This leads to more healing and self-awareness, better growth. Most of the universal principles can be brought up here. For instance, if you focus on wanting what others have and believing they are not deserving of what they get, then you are focusing on yourself not being worthy, and you will in turn get less yourself. You avoid yourself, you avoid your own gratitude and abundance. Others who are on a higher vibrational frequency of gratitude, joy, acceptance, and understanding will see your comments as what they are, about you, not them. They will not engage with your insecurities or offensive language. Instead, they will simply focus on themselves. Take that as a clear sign. It's about you. The question is always the same. How do I shift? The answer is always the same. You build your awareness, you acknowledge what is happening, you feel it somatically and curiously, without judgment, and then you shift. Let's look at envy and jealousy in particular, because that's what this podcast is about, right? Here are the basic steps. Acknowledge the emotional experience through awareness. Name the emotion. If you're feeling uncomfortable, what are you experiencing right now? What is the feeling? Don't have shame in it. It's just, after all, an emotion. It's just a message from your brain and your nervous system. Relax all the judgments with statements such as, "I feel envy right now." Or perhaps, "I think I am feeling jealous." You experience empowerment through the identification of the emotion, rather than the denial or the avoidance of it. Build awareness through understanding the experience somatically. Meaning, locate the feeling in your body, ask yourself, where is the emotion, what does it feel like, and then describe it. Does it have a temperature? Is it tight or loose? Is it a tingling sensation? A heaviness, a prickling sensation? Even questions such as, does it have a shape, a texture, a color? What part of me is feeling this? Can support understanding and awareness of the emotional experience as a whole. So you need to become curious, not critical or judgmental of the experience, just curious. Move through it with breath work, journaling, mindfulness, practice reflective questioning of the experience. Ask yourself what it reveals about what you desire. Ask yourself when you first might have experienced these body sensations. What age might you have been? What was it directed at? How did others respond to you with this emotion? What messages did the experience give you? What messages do you carry yourself about the experience of the emotion? And then ask yourself what the worst memory that surfaces of this emotion is. Where were you? What age were you? What do those two parts of you require, that first memory and the worst one? How have you protected yourself from this emotion? What does it need from you? Usually I suggest coming up with just one word, the first word that comes to your mind. What does it need? So then you want to reframe, rewire, and reset from the emotional experience. Consider what it could become and how you can heal from the experience. In manifestation therapy, you might shift envy into inspiration and jealousy into appreciation. Meaning, if you are envious of what another has, you begin to inspire your own ability to gain what you want. If you are feeling jealous of losing what you have, then you can shift into appreciation of what you have and a sense of secure worth, that what you need is coming, or what you need you already have. From envy into empowered desire, you can shift into thoughts of, if they have it, I can have it too. Or even just, I am happy for them and I am excited for my own success coming. With jealousy, you can focus on yourself rather than what another has or may take away from you. I am worthy and whole. Nothing meant for me can be taken from me. And possibly focusing on security rather than anxiety. I attract and maintain secure connections that are meant for me and healthy. To inspire abundance and alignment to what you desire, focus on what it is you hope for. Affirm your worthiness. To anchor security and self-trust to attachment, focus on self-love and practice internal safety and value-based choices. Do you notice the theme here? You focus on self, not on the other, not on what another person has or is taking from you or is doing. You focus on what you have, what you can do, and what you are worthy of. And then you find expansion in that, as opposed to wanting to minimize, remove, or disconnect what another person has, is doing, or is connecting with. So for a quick recap, think of these affirmations after you process through the emotions for envy. Their success is evidence of what is possible for me. And I am allowed to want more, and I trust it is on the way. And for jealousy, I am enough exactly as I am. I am secure in my own body, mind, and experience. And I trust what is mine cannot be taken from me. So shine, win, succeed, be your best potential. You deserve all of it and more. Reach out to work with me. Like, share, leave a review, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram and join the Facebook group. Be Your Best Potential, Manifestation Therapy.